Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. March has arrived, and with it comes the promise of spring, and I know that my family is looking forward to longer days, warmer weather, and just being a bit more active. And while many of us are looking forward to being outside and exercising and improving our physical health, here on Pebbles of Truth, we're going to be spending the month of March discussing how we can improve our spiritual health. With me all this month is my colleague here at House on the Rock, Scott Phillips, who, of course, is no stranger to many of our listeners. Welcome back, Scott.
Hey, well, thanks, Jeff. You know, Jeff, I was watching a basketball game over the weekend supporting my North Carolina Tar Heels when a commercial came on for one of those exercise programs. You know, the ones they have the people that are all ripped and they're going through this crazy intense workout. And then it has average folks just like you and me saying how this workout has changed their lives.
The P90X fun.
Right, exactly. Insanity, all this. And the before and after pictures and all these things. And when you're watching these commercials, you're left with this impression that all you need to do is buy these DVDs for that nominal fee of $160. Pop them in, press play, and you're already there on your way to having this tremendous
that's the
body.
Way to go.
Yeah, you know, watching that commercial reminded me about some important truths about our faith.
Oh, well, maybe you could expand on those for our listeners.
Well, sure. You know, there are many different workout and diet programs out there that people can follow when they want to improve their physical health. And these programs are all slightly different from each other because they got to differentiate and things like that. But they're grounded in the same truth about losing weight and getting in shape that's existed since the beginning of time, I think. You have to burn more calories than you consume over a period of time.
So there you go. You eat less, exercise more.
That's right.
Different people respond to different plans. It's, you know, kind of finding the right one that works for you that matters. I'm with you. I'm following so far.
Exactly. You're right. The key is to find a plan that works for you and then stick to it until it becomes a regular discipline in your life.
That's the hard part.
That is the hard part. And in many ways, the truths to improving your physical health apply to improving your spiritual health as well. You know, most believers would affirm that they do want to grow in their faith and grow closer in their walk with God. But the keys to accomplishing that, well, they're the same ones that have existed for centuries. Spend time in His Word and in prayer.
You know, Scott, I'm not sure I've thought about it that way before, but you're definitely on to something. Just like there's many different exercise and diet programs, you know, there's a lot of different approaches to those two spiritual disciplines as well. Some folks find a program where you read through the Bible in a whole year helpful. That's one that I've liked. And others prefer to focus on small sections of Scripture with, you know, companion guides. And, you know, some read their Bible first thing in the morning.
That's my wife.
And others like to listen to the Bible on their way to work in the morning on an audio.
Yeah, and that's what I do. Yeah, those are great examples. You know, some folks keep a prayer journal and prefer to pray quietly by themselves. Others would prefer to have sort of a prayer guide, and they like to pray out loud in a small group. So just like with these physical fitness programs, finding the spiritual fitness program, for lack of a better term, that works for you and sticking to it is the key to growing deeper in your faith and becoming closer to God and your relationship with Him. And with many of our schedules and calendars filled to the max, finding time to improve your spiritual health can be a challenge, and maybe that's why they call reading the Bible and praying spiritual disciplines. But we need to find that time.
Well, you know, and for those parents out there, incorporating those disciplines of reading the Bible and praying into our daily lives, that is such a powerful model for our kids to see and follow.
That's right, and we want to be sure to talk to our kids about why we spend time each day in prayer and in reading God's Word and how God is working in our life because we're investing that time.
Well, thank you, Scott. And well, Scott will be back next week with some more thoughts on improving our spiritual fitness for both you and your family. And thanks for listening, but until then,
let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.